Always nice to be involved in the side, actually. I actually enjoy playing the shorter formats. It's not as hectic on the body, and it's, believe it or not, it's a lot of fun, actually. Win or lose, I actually enjoy playing for South Africa in the shorter format. It's, like I said, it's a lot of fun. You want to play cricket because it's fun. Test matches are really hard. I find ODIs and T20s a lot of fun, and it just keeps me going. Yeah, I've been fine. I missed the first two games. It was a discussion that we had before the Sri Lanka series, even. I'd sat down with Russell, Doc Musaji, about how we were going to handle my games going forward, and I wasn't going to play in the Sri Lankan series. I had a couple injuries, and then I was always going to miss the first two games, yeah, and get an opportunity to go home after the test. So, especially with the busy schedule we had against India, but that's not changed. But we decided to stick with it. That was the plan, and we stuck with it. It was great to go home, have a week off, come back, felt energized, felt great again. Every day that I was at home, I just felt like I was getting better and stronger and ready again. You know, and by the time I got here, I was just bouncing. I just wanted to play. So exciting to be back. Pretty much always fired up, to be totally honest with you. It's just how I play. Regardless whether I went for, you know, 80 tonight or, you know, 5-4, whatever it was. Like I say, I enjoy playing one-day cricket. It's a challenge. It's exciting. It's nice to be able to move fielders in places and see the ball actually go there. It's definitely challenging. It's an enjoyable game. So there's no point in not being fired up. I'm a fast bowler, so I'm going to do that from time to time. I don't know when I'm going to retire. You know, I feel young. I'm 30, but AB's looks older than me. Yeah, I'll just play for as long as I can, I guess, you know, see what happens. There's some fantastic players that are coming up. I think Mashant Dlanga is, you know, he's bowling really quickly. He's not on this tour, but he's a guy that, you know, we can look to in the future. Wayne Parnell, I think he got man of the match in the first game. So, you know, our cupboard of fast bowlers is great. And if there's somebody that's better than me who's going to take my place, I'm quite happy to step aside and let them play. I want this team to do well and everything. But whilst I'm fit and firing them, you know, you're going to have to pull me out of this team. So I'm happy, and I'll see how long I can still go for. How much have the conditions helped? You know, watching the games when I was back home, batting looked really difficult. You know, I think Abu Dhabi's been the best place to bat so far with scores of only, what, 260. And, you know, I said in the interview earlier, even those scores are not that big. You know, we've seen scores of 300-plus on a regular basis now. So definitely helped the bowlers. You know, they're not as quick and bouncy and everything, but they're slow and they can become quite difficult to bat on. It's not, you can't really be fluent in your shots, is that right? You know, yeah, you can't really hit through the line. It's tough wickets to actually bat on. But if you're in, you can bat deep. You know, it showed today, like Quinton, he batted through, and it just showed that if you're in, you can actually bat deep. You can get to 80, get to 100. But when you first come out, it's pretty difficult. No, I said to AB, whenever you want me to bowl, you know, just give me the ball, I'll bowl whenever you want me to bowl, I don't mind. I obviously enjoy opening the bowling. It's always great to set the tone, you know, as we speak. The players also enjoy it, you know, and the ball's buzzing and it's flying and things are happening from your quick bowler. But we've got guys that can do that. You know, Morne Morkel's he's really quick. And Lopsy, I mean, his record speaks for itself, you know. He might not be 145 k's an hour, but at one stage, he was rated the number one ODI bowler in the world, and he's got a fantastic record. So, you know, there's no point in taking the new ball away from those guys. With two new balls that we bowl with from each side too, the ball doesn't really get that old in the first three overs. So I don't mind bowling with a ball that's only 18 balls old. It's relatively brand new. No. I've opened the bowling my entire life, so I really don't mind. It really is, opening the bowling is about setting the tone, I believe. You want guys to come out there and make a statement with the ball and start off well. You want to put your team on a good foot, but we've got guys that can do that. So if they're doing the job relatively well, as Morne and Lopsy did in the first two games, there's no point in changing that. I don't know. We'll see what I can do. I obviously want to play a lot of it. I want to play all the T20s, that's for sure. I think the T20 World Cup is just around the corner, so you know, I want to play that. I want to be able to form part of this puzzle of the Proteas cricket team. I want to get my piece solidly in there so people can, you know, find a way to bowl around me, or we can bowl with each other and everything like that. ODI cricket is about finding the right players that work at the right time. You can pick a player that's in form, this is just my personal opinion, and take him to a World Cup, and you'll probably find that he'll perform. So if it comes to a World Cup and I'm not bowling well, maybe then you shouldn't take me. Maybe you should take the guy that's performing well. So that's still a long time away. But right now, I just want to play as much as I can. I believe it's coming right. Didn't we just win a series?